The Burt Show.
So I am afraid that my relationship with Kasha is over before she had a true opportunity to take me for all my money.
So many people are like, wait, who, you've been dating somebody? What's going on here?
I have been dating somebody. If you haven't been following along with this weirdness all week, I clearly have too much time on my hand, but I am curious. A lot of you guys have indicated to me the same thing is happening to you that's been happening to me lately. There's been an uptick of these random texts that you guys are getting that clearly are designed for somebody else, wink, wink. But then when you correct the person that's texting, they engage you in a conversation. And it's happening over and over and over again.
It's very much, it's a phishing scam of some sort. We just, you couldn't figure out for the life of you what the end game was.
Now I know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And it is really scary and very, very sad that I had no idea that this was going on. So when you get these texts, this is going to take a hard left. And it's very, very serious. I had no idea. Okay. So just to reset this whole thing, again, I've been talking to quote-unquote Kasha. She's from China. That's been her story. She sent me a picture. Believe it or not, she's very attractive.
Who? Shocker.
That was a shocker, right?
So
and you told her you were whom?
Austin Riley from the Atlanta. I didn't say I was Austin Riley. My name is actually Glenn. But Austin Riley is my picture.
Okay. Oh, got it.
I'm sure he loves being involved in this now.
So Glenn and Kasha have started this relationship online. She's texting me. I'm texting her. I send her a picture of somebody that was attractive but approachable because I didn't want to scare her off, right? And I sent Austin Riley and she ghosted me. So then I told these guys yesterday, I went all pathetic on her, and I said, I'm very hurt that my friend, I really needed my friend yesterday, and you haven't responded to me. She still didn't respond until she did. And she said, I was busy yesterday. I'm sorry to leave you worried. I'm glad to receive your message. And then she explains to me where she was. She went to San Francisco to an AI conference on business. Then when she got home, it was very late. She went to bed after washing. After driving for a long time, she was tired and didn't pay attention to the information on her mobile phone, is what she says. And then she follows up with, so good evening, and I apologize.
Wow.
Wow. Very accountable.
All right, so I'm back in the game,
yes,
baby.
Sir.
I am back in the game. And really, my end game here was to just figure out for all of us getting these texts, what is the end game? Like, go ahead and
what
ask
does it
me.
Mean?
Ask me for my Venmo already. I mean, there's a lot of foreplay. Just go in. So I told you guys a couple of days ago that some listeners had tipped me off to this podcast called Search Engine. And what Search Engine does is they take these questions from the internet and they do the research themselves. They will send investigative reporters to figure out what is going on, or they catch up with reporters that have done this for another publication.
So like your question of why are we getting these text messages? What are these people trying to accomplish? They would try to get to the bottom of that.
It has been answered on this one podcast called Search Engine, which is a really, really interesting podcast, right? So I'm going to play a couple of clips for you, but at the end of the day, a lot of the text messages you guys are getting are not from people that are volunteering for these jobs and are trying to scam you individually. They are being trafficked and they are being beaten if they don't make a certain amount of money, and they are in compounds in a country that will be identified in a city where they can't escape. And they have to make a certain amount of money or they get beaten.
Oh, man.
That's horrifying.
Wow. Had no idea. I had no idea that this was a trafficking situation. And I'm sure you guys listening that have gotten these also are just as surprised, right? So you're going to hear a couple of voices during these clips. Zeke is the reporter that actually went and did the research on this. The other guy's name is PJ. You'll also hear Zeke talking about his interaction in texting with a woman named Vicky. Her name is Vicky Ho, that he has been texting back and forth. Mine was Kasha. His was Vicky. So here's what's going on.
What I've learned is that there's like a hierarchy within the compound. And the lowest level workers who've been trafficked, they got 10 phones. Each has like a different fake identity. and they're trolling the world, sending spam messages, sending messages on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Tinder, whatever. And they've got like some sort of quota for how many calls they need to initiate.
Yeah.
Once you've got somebody hooked, that person gets passed off to like a manager.
So like the first time Vicky texted you, there was probably someone's job who was to send that text message 100, 1,000 times. And almost like the moment you write back, you get pushed up to someone who is more of like the closer.
Yeah. And it was actually Vicky one hit me on text message.
Yeah.
Once we chatted a bit, they moved me to WhatsApp.
Oh, interesting.
And that's probably when a more skillful Vicky took over.
Right, right.
And then the person who sent me those voice memos saying that they were Vicky.
Yeah.
Presumably, that's like some poor female victim whose job is like recording all the voice memos.
I see.
So they're sending these messages all day.
Yeah.
And then if you consistently don't meet your quota, they would sell you to another compound. And the only way to leave is if you pay a ransom of like anywhere from like 5 to 30 grand.
That's the only way to get out of it.
Wow.
Like, that's terrifying.
That right?
That's so sad.
I had absolutely no idea. And it doesn't get any better than, I mean, it doesn't get any better. So he starts to understand exactly what happens. So he starts texting Vicky Ho, basically saying like, can I help you out? I know what's going on now, right?
I started to feel bad for leading Vicky on, and I started to wonder if Vicky might be punished for her failure to scam me. And I realized that it was time to come clean. So I told her, I'm an investigative reporter, and I'm only talking to you because I wanted to figure out how this works. And I also said, I've heard bad things about the working conditions for people like you. And she wrote back and said, oh, it's not what you think.
Huh.
And then her WhatsApp picture disappeared, and I never heard from her again.
And that was it.
Wow.
Right?
Sterling.
So this guy's such a good investigator that he finds out that there is one country and one town specifically where most of this activity is coming from. So this dude goes to the town in Cambodia.
Shut up.
Wow.
Right? To do the research to find out if it's true. And his findings were super scary.
This development boom just like stopped.
So basically, the whole town is a construction site, and it has been for the last few years.
Empty building.
Shell, doesn't it?
They do look abandoned. Like, they were halfway through the project, and then they were like, f*** this.
See ya.
Just casinos and half-built buildings. It doesn't make any sense.
And the casinos, the ones that were built, had no customers coming in.
Right.
And you also had all these workers who were desperate for work because it's the pandemic. So a lot of these casinos turned to scamming.
And sorry, this vacation blogger, what did they report seeing?
Compounds of office towers that are near an unfinished casino, like a giant Las Vegas-style casino that was not completed.
Yeah.
Each one has like 20 buildings, and they center around courtyards. The courtyards have big black gates with armed guards. And there's barbed wire anywhere people might want to climb out.
Oh, wow.
And the blogger noted something else that was incredibly spooky. On the ground floor, a lot of the buildings have restaurants, barbershops, bodegas, all with signage in Chinese because,
yeah,
like, the intended customer is not Cambodian. But the stores are divided by metal bars in the middle because the workers might be going to the restaurant from inside the courtyard, and they don't want them going out to the street to escape.
Oh, so it's like a prison city almost.
Yeah, and there's a police station right at the entrance to Chinatown, and the reports are like the police don't do anything. A lot of the local news, they're interviewing the people who like stand on the street and sell cigarettes, or the guy who runs the bodega or whatever, people who aren't involved but who just live in the neighborhood. And that one of these people said, if an ambulance doesn't come every week, it's a wonder.
Zeke's implication here is that the ambulances kept coming to the compounds because the people inside were being beaten badly enough, often enough, that they frequently needed to be taken to the hospital.
So it goes on from there, and it gets really, really graphic on what goes on and the treatment that a lot of these victims have to endure if they don't get the scams that they're supposed to get on a day-to-day.
Oh, I hate this so much.
Yeah, so if you're getting one of these text messages the way that I am, just know that the majority of them don't even want to be doing it, that they have been trafficked.
Wow.
Yeah, I did not know it was this bad.
That is zero horrible. Idea that that was going on and that was an industry.
So how are you going to end this?
Nothing. She's been hitting me up like four or five times. I'm not responding anymore. I'm just going to block her.
Okay.
Yeah. Weird left turn, right? I had no idea.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get into something lighter. Entertainment Buzz.
The Burt Show.